15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 81. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Big hits from big stars like
Jason Aldean,
Luke Combs,
Morgan Wallen.
All day long.
98Q Country.
I bet one of his friends let my name slip again, and it sent you down a rabbit hole spinning. Now you know I sing, know my sign, know my drink, size me up in a matter of minutes. Did you mean to double tap that spring break throwback from 2016 and PCB? Somewhere out there, my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend scrolling. In high school.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News Global IT Outage. I'm Sherry Preston. Airline flights, banks, hospital systems, and media outlets all taken offline overnight. Cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike says the issue is not a cyber attack. Instead, says ABC's Mike DeBusky,
it's tied to a software update that cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike sent out to Windows computers overnight. The faulty update appears to send computers and servers into a recovery boot loop, essentially starting the computer up over and over again, but never logging in. CrowdStrike CEO George Kurtz posted on social media that this is not a security incident or a cyber attack, and that a fix has been deployed. He also says Mac and Linux computers are unaffected. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
Some elective surgeries at hospitals are being canceled. Britain's National Health Service also affected. Some airlines slowly coming back online, but passengers should expect cancellations and delays all day. This is ABC News. A federal safety regulator is telling parents to talk to kids about weed and driving.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy is urging parents to warn their teenagers about the dangers of driving after using marijuana. She cites a crash in Tishomingo, Oklahoma that killed six high school girls 2 years ago. The teens were riding in a tiny Chevy Spark hatchback, which collided with a gravel-hauling semi-truck. Toxicology reports found marijuana in the 16-year-old driver's blood. The other five were also positive. The agency recently released the final report on the March 2022 collision. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
South Korea today announcing it has resumed propaganda broadcasts into North Korea as retaliation for the North launching those trash-carrying balloons towards the South. South Korea's Joint Chief of Staff says it has used loudspeakers to blast anti-Pyongyang messages over the border overnight. Broadcasts include K-pop songs and criticism of North Korea's missile program. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970, a high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some big Wisconsin political figures say they would work for Donald Trump if he wins the White House again. Former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark said there aren't any plans in motion, but if he was asked, of course he would serve in a new Republican administration. During Trump's first term in office, Clark was considered for a post in the Department of Homeland Security. He withdrew his acceptance when news surfaced that he plagiarized his master's thesis. And former Governor Scott Walker is currently president of the group Young Americans for Freedom. He didn't rule out the idea. And Wisconsin has broken another employment record. New numbers from the Department of Workforce Development show the highest employment rate ever last month. The previous record was from May. Governor Tony Evers credited programs that strengthen the workforce through added access to education and fast-tracking licensing. That's been a big focus of his administration as governor. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Superior Hike and Trail Association is looking for more local volunteers to help maintain their local favorite trails. According to officials, the association is falling behind on things like weed whipping and brushing, as the wet weather has led to faster plant growth over recent weeks. They say not maintaining the trails properly can lead to things like overgrowth and damage to the forest, which could make it more difficult for hikers to use the trails and stay on track. Volunteer information is available on their website. A Duluth Business and Educational Center is looking for a new home following the sale of the building they currently occupy. According to a Northern News Now report, the Snake Pit, or Center for Amphibian and Reptile Education, has been behind the World of Fish building in Hermantown for years, but is now trying to lock down a new location that will allow residents to continue visiting and volunteering. Officials with the organization say they were expecting the sale and already have some leads on a new spot. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Emil J. Foytek, 92, of Phillips, passed away on Sunday, July 14th, with his family by his side. Emil is survived by his wife, Frances, by children, Diane, David, Mary Jackson, Dana Jansen, Nancy Koffler, and by Neil. Survived further by 16 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, and by one sister-in-law and numerous nieces and nephews. A massive Christian burial held 11 a.m. on Friday, July 19th at St. Teresa of Lisieux Catholic Church in Phillips, with Father Madnu Lordu Raju officiating. Visitation begins at 9 a.m. and continues until the time of the Mass at the church. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Emil J. Foytek, 92, Phillips. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcast at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Uh-huh.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Uh-huh.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Oh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha. Uh-huh.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a pretty nice weekend coming up today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 81. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Hey, hey, hey. Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
The Brewers back from break. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers return to action after the All-Star break with a game against the Twins tomorrow night in Minnesota. Milwaukee in first place with a 4.5 game lead ahead of the Cardinals. Reese Hoskins joined the Brewers in free agency and spoken why he feels he made the right decision.
Milwaukee was always a great paper fit. You know, as I can stand back and kind of take a 10,000 foot view of baseball itself and where I may fit in that. But having talking to a bunch of guys either on the team or that have played there in the past, it just fit even more so with, you know, the type of culture that they have and what I'm trying to accomplish.
In golf, Garrett Jones, the winner of this year's WSGA State Amateur Championship, the 39-year-old from Madison, shot an even par for the tournament at the Legend at Merrill Hills in Waukesha. Basketball, the Milwaukee Bucks take on the Phoenix Suns in Summer League action in Las Vegas. A recap later tonight with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Oh, hello and good morning.
98Q Country.
Camping. I don't understand camping at all. Human beings have spent thousands of years trying to get out of the elements. You guys want to pack a bag, go right back to the elements. I've heard people say stuff like, we love camping, we just pack up the RV and go. Yeah, that's parking your second house near trees. Look, one of the oldest human structures ever found is 6,500 years ago. That's when human beings realized that camping blows. People still trying to figure out what Stonehenge is. Those are poles for a tent. I went camping with my family last time. It was about a year ago. We went to Zion. You know where Zion is? You like Zion? Beautiful, right? But we go to a campsite that has no showers. So for 5 days, we're using these moistened strawberry towelettes to refresh ourselves. You know what we did for 5 days? Attracted insects. My sister's the brave one. My sister will go backpacking by herself. So she doesn't understand why I don't like camping. And she asked me, she goes, what's wrong with you? How come you don't like camping? Don't you want to get back to nature? I go, look, if I want to get back to nature, I'll spend Sunday at Walmart.
Weekend!
Give it up for the weekend.
It is a national holiday in our minds.
All right, everybody, get them while they're hot. Lobsters, clams, chicken, shrimp,
and bikinis, too.
Oh, yeah!
Let me get 3 shots of whiskey with a comfort chamber.
Is it me, or is it, like, hotter than hell in here?
This heat is unbearable.
It's like a sauna in here.
I'm not letting you go to work today.
You got till 5 o'clock, you hear me? You got till 5 o'clock.
Cane soda?
$1.
Oh, come on now. Hey, Teddy, why don't you let me get a sip for 15 cents?
I ain't paying no 50 cents for no coke.
Uh-huh. You ain't getting no coke.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bye-bye.
Ha! Hey, it's the weekend.
We're gonna have the time of our lives.
98Q Country.
I'm the only one.
On air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
She was dressed to kill, I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown top. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth. before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town. Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in your Chevrolet. Let's ride. Windows down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away.
Justin Lynch, Jelly Roll teaming up on that one. Chevrolet, the old Dobie Gray song rhythm to it. 8:28 past 7. Good Friday to you. Joel in here, and we're looking forward to a pretty nice weekend. A few clouds out there this morning, but today should be perfect, and then tomorrow maybe some afternoon thunderstorms. But all in all, it's going to be a fairly dry weekend. That's what they're telling us. But the Brewers back in action, your first place Milwaukee Brewers back in action. They're going to play over at Target Field in Minneapolis tomorrow and again on Sunday. Sunday's game moved up an hour earlier. The reason I was giving that is going to be broadcast apparently on Roku. I don't know if that means it's still on Bally's or not. I'm not sure. We know one thing for sure. It'll be on the radio, and we'll have it for you with 11:30 pregame now Sunday, and right around at 12:05 first pitch. That was initially scheduled for 1 o'clock or 1:10 first pitch over at Target Center in Minneapolis. Comic legend Bob Newhart passing away yesterday. I don't know about you, but when I grew up, when I was a formidable young man in the 70s, watching the Carol Burnett Show and Bob Newhart on Saturday nights. Bob Newhart was, you know, a little more of adult comedy. So I wasn't as attached to that show as the silliness of the Carol Burnett Show at times. But I grew to appreciate the quirky comedy genius of Bob Newhart. He had the ability to pull off a comedy bit talking on the phone. And that's one of his signature comedy bits, is that he will be on the phone and it'll just be him talking on the phone. But the way he presents a comedy, you know what the person on the other end is saying. He's not doing their voice. He's only doing his voice. I'll have to see if I can find one of those to play a little bit later on this morning. But he had a record. We had a record album when I was a kid that I used to play on the record player. And it was, you know, some of that. and it's just him in the first person, but playing the second and third person without even using or doing their voices. It was comedy genius. Bob Newhart passing away yesterday. Last night, did you watch the Republican National Convention? It was, I don't know about you, but I felt like I was in Vegas at times. I mean, Donald Trump, unlike the 2016 Republican National Convention, where he was just easing onto the scene, he wasn't really sure he was going to be the president. He was just kind of did it. But now, you know, he's grown into, you know, the face of the Republican Party. And now he had his direct hand in putting that whole thing together, especially last night when you had Hulk Hogan, Dana White, the head of the fighting, you know, the UFC, and you had Kid Rock out there. Those are the three leading up to the introduction of Donald Trump. It was a show. And I don't know. My son kept walking by shaking his head. And I said, "It's a pretty good show." I said, "Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, it's a pretty good show." The Hulkster rips off his shirt. Oh, boy. And I guess you could probably label the speech by Donald Trump as a little more subdued. It was very interesting to hear him describe the day that last Saturday, when the assassination attempt took place. It's always interesting to hear him tell a story because he's always got his little twist and way of doing it. It was interesting to hear the emotions of him going through that. And I truly do believe that I think it maybe humbled him just a little bit, subdued him just a little bit. I think all of America is hoping that the rest of this election will just be a little more civil. Let's talk about what you, Donald Trump, and you, Joe Biden, or whoever is the Democratic person going to be, let's just talk about what you can do for this country. And let's leave the grade school like bashing of the other person. Let's just leave that alone. All right. The whole rhetoric, it'll still be there because there's still PAC groups and stuff that'll purchase ads that'll be head shaking, so it'll still be. But, you know, when you hear your candidate speak, whether it's Donald Trump or Joe Biden or if it ends up being Kamala Harris, you just want them to treat the other person, you know, with the respect they deserve. And you can always disagree with what they believe in and have a civic discussion about it, I think would be logical, right? Man, I'm watching this British Open on TV here this morning in the studio, and it's got to be a lot easier taking care of this course than it is like the Park Falls Country Club. It's just got to be. You just let all the grass grow, and then you got a little bit of green here and there, and it doesn't seem like it's a kind of course where it takes quite as much to keep it looking good as like Augusta and stuff. I'm probably wrong on that. Incredibly difficult course because it's just, so I'm golf. I like watching. I love the second day. I love the second day of a four-day golf tournament when guys are trying to make the cut. Love that day. Let's get you updated. We got a little bit of a computer issue around the country, around the world, I guess, overnight. So ABC and Civic going to get us there twice an hour. News and sports.
This is a special report from ABC News Global IT Outage. I'm Sherry Preston. Airline flights, banks, hospital systems, and media outlets all taken offline overnight. Cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike says the issue is not a cyber attack. Instead, says ABC's Mike Dubusky,
it's tied to a software update that cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike sent out to Windows computers overnight. The faulty update appears to send computers and servers into a recovery boot loop, essentially starting the computer up over and over again, but never logging in. CrowdStrike CEO George Kurtz posted on social media that this is not a security incident or a cyber attack, and that a fix has been deployed. He also says Mac and Linux computers are unaffected. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Some elective surgeries at hospitals are being canceled. Britain's National Health Service also affected. Some airlines slowly coming back online, but passengers should expect cancellations and delays all day. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some big Wisconsin political figures say they would work for Donald Trump if he wins the White House again. Former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark said there aren't any plans in motion, but if he was asked, of course he would serve in a new Republican administration. During Trump's first term in office, Clark was considered for a post in the Department of Homeland Security. He withdrew his acceptance when news surfaced that he plagiarized his master's thesis. And former Governor Scott Walker is currently president of the group Young Americans for Freedom. He didn't rule out the idea. And Wisconsin has broken another employment record. New numbers from the Department of Workforce Development show the highest employment rate ever last month. The previous record was from May. Governor Tony Evers credited programs that strengthen the workforce through added access to education and fast-tracking licensing. That's been a big focus of his administration as governor. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for Civic Media News.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks taking on the Phoenix Suns in Las Vegas. Milwaukee's 0-3, looking for their first win in summer league play. Pete Dominguez is serving as the Bucks head coach and was asked, how does their rookie first round pick, A.J. Johnson, look so far?
The kid is, he has an infectious personality. He's someone that I think everyone, top to bottom in the organization, enjoys being around. And he just loves being on the court. He loves working. He understands that the learning curve, especially at his position, playing a lot of point guard, is going to be steep. He has been phased at all, and I think he's shown the right attitude, and obviously his confidence is where we need it to be. I don't think it's going to be an issue for him. I think that he's someone that you don't want to stunt his growth by kind of cutting back what you're giving to him. I think you just give him as much as you can and see what he could do with it.
Baseball, the Brewers head to Minnesota to face the Twins tomorrow night. In golf, Garrett Jones of Madison, the winner of this year's State Amateur Golf Championship. The 39-year-old shot an even par, good enough for the win at the Legend at Merrill Hills near Waukesha. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Wow.
Amazing. Love it.
Love it.
98Q Country.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. It was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree. Pretty girl stories, and how we bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'd love it out here, out where the wild things are. Oh, it's hearts on fire and crazy dreams. Oh, called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars. Kissing on the end of-
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
It's gonna be easy. And that's the trouble with a heartbreak. It's gonna hang around, leave you midnight, breaking down, wondering how long that it's gonna take, getting over her. It's a can't drown, whiskey down, kinda hurt. Yeah, you can burn them four wheels up on that road, but there ain't nowhere her memory can't go. That's the trouble with a heartbreak. Yeah, that's the trouble with heartbreak, yeah. Think about where she is, who she's driving crazy.
Driving me crazy.
Can't see her rearview sunset. Now think about us, girl. I still think about us. And that's the trouble with a heartbreak. It's gonna hang around, leave you midnight, breaking down, wondering how. Getting over her, it's a can't drown, whiskey down, kinda hurt. Yeah, you can burn them four wheels up on that road, but there ain't nowhere her memory can't go. That's the trouble with a heartbreak. Yeah, that's the trouble with a heartbreak. A heartbreak, yeah. Tell me somebody new. Get lost in the crowd, all I see is you. And that's the trouble with a heartbreak. It's gonna hang around, leave you midnight, breaking down, wondering how long that it's gonna take, getting over her. It's a can't drown, whiskey down, kinda hurt. Yeah, you can burn them four wheels up on that road, can't go. That's the trouble with a heartbreak. Yeah, that's the trouble with a heartbreak. A heartbreak, yeah. Oh yeah. That's the trouble with a heartbreak. Oh yeah.
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone.
one. Here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord, one. Here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar. Comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good lord.
Tell them drink something.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey.
S-H-B-O, hang on just a second, I'll be right with you. S-H-B-O-O-Z-I-E or Z-Y? Z-Y, all right. That's Shaboozy. I'm just getting the spelling right. S-H-A-B-O-O-Z-Y, okay? And Tipsy, that's a new song, new song from 98Q Country. All right, well, when George Strait came out, you didn't know how to spell his last name either. You were like, G-H-T-A-I-T? All right. It's 12 before 8 at 7:48. It could be a beautiful day out there today. With temperatures in that 75-80 range. Maybe a little thunderstorm activity tomorrow, scattered, especially in the afternoon, and expected to be dry on Sunday. Everything I just said about the weather will probably change in the next 2 hours. Nice event going on today down at Prizler Park. We're doing a little touch a truck at Prizler Park. Many volunteers have come forward to get the kids down there and, you know, let them see the inside of some of these public service vehicles and big loaders, all that stuff. So that's going on today, and it is free, and it is from 9:30 to 11:30 at Prizler Park. And that's part of the Park Falls Library program to get kids out moving. Next Tuesday, they're going to welcome in the Wacky World of Wesley Waffles. That'll be next Tuesday morning at 11. And that, again, event open to the free. Park Falls Public Library, Cindy and the folks over there just doing a great job putting together some pretty cool fun summer stuff for the kids. Price County Antique Association, their big antique and tractor expo and car show. It is coming up tomorrow and Sunday. Whatever you want to donate at the gate, they'll give you a button. And then you can see all the cool antiques, and there's a car show on Sunday. If you're a car person, you'll definitely want to go down there after church or whatever you got going on Sunday, 9 to 2 on Sunday. If you want to bring your classic vehicle down, there's just a $10 entry fee, and I'm sure they'll be awarding all kinds of prizes and stuff for the tops. So 65 and older for the antique tractor pull tomorrow. That starts at 1. And if you want a pull in that, it's $10 a pull. If you want to just bring your tractor down there, you can just display it. And it's just a celebration of the history of farming and tractors here in northern Wisconsin. And that's tomorrow and Sunday at the Price County Fairgrounds out west of Phillips on County Road H.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month. And that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telec, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Kick gutter stress to the curb with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years of expertise for peace of mind. Get your quote today at CompleteRainGutter.com. Relax, we've got you covered.
The VFW Post 5729 and Post 147 invites you out to the Taylor County Fairgrounds in Medford Thursday, July 25th at 7 p.m. for the Grandstand Show, presenting a tribute to the legends of country music featuring Red Higgins and Freedom Train. Advance tickets are $20 and at the gate tickets are $25. Enjoy raffles throughout the evening and proceeds will go to benefit the VFW 5729 building project. Tickets are available at Forward Bank and at Abbey Bank in Medford and Abbotsford.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Nemeth Implement in Stetsonville is an authorized dealer for Bobcat, Mahindra, Bush Hog, Alice Chalmers, and many others. These brands mean big savings because some products offer as low as 0% up to 84 months. Let me repeat that.
Some products offer 0% up to 84 months.
Quality equipment, parts, service, weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement keeps you running smooth. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the showroom in Stetsonville, south of Medford on Highway 13.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps... and makes the car behind them.
Oh no, they're about to.
Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a pretty nice weekend coming up today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 81. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 52.
I'm so
and listen on your phone anytime, anywhere.
And now it's available for everyone.
98Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. When I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California, and I had me a band. And we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night, and we drank for free, all of my boys and me. Now I'm 23 and there ain't nobody who can drink like me. Soon I'll be 24 and the Lord knows that I can't drink no more. I know I should have taken it slow. It's not the way that my life goes. Now I know. When you're passed out on the floor, sober by 24. Well, I had a girl who loved me the whole damn time, and I drank my whiskey and she drank wine. Soon my bottle was too much to company. Yeah, we'd sit on the river and we'd fish all day. And we'd drive across the country, let the radio play. 7 damn years, I never thought she'd leave. Now I'm 23 and there ain't nobody who can drink like me. Soon I'll be 24 and the Lord knows that I can't drink no more. I know I should have taken it slow. When you're passed out on the floor, you're sober by 24. Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me.